A couple of weeks ago, the Zen Education Project put out the call for Ask Howard questions, and in just a few days, we received about 60 of them from teachers and students across the country. So we'll try to get to as many of these as we can. But Howard, first, with the absolutely horrific events of the last week, I'd like to begin with Haiti, if we could.
Yeah.
Randall Robinson, the founder of TransAfrica, was on Democracy Now! Last week. And he said that now is an opportunity for the American people to at long last learn the full truth about Haiti and about our relationship with Haiti.
Yeah.
What do you think this means for history teachers? What should we be teaching to help students make sense of what's going on there today?
The first thing we ought to recognize is that in American education, we learn nothing about Haiti. I mean, which is remarkable. Think of how close Haiti is to us. And how significant Haiti is. Haiti was the first war for independence in this hemisphere. You know, after the American Revolution, Haiti was an independent republic. It had fought against Napoleon's France, provoked, stimulated by the French Revolution, and they had won independence. And this was a remarkable thing. The United States, interestingly enough, and this is the first thing that people should know because it is such a forerunner of what happens in the next several centuries, the United States, which had just gone through a revolution itself, refused to recognize the independent country of Haiti, refused to recognize the revolutionary regime. And from that time on, the United States' relationship to Haiti has been paternal, imperialist, negligent, and so we become the richest country in the hemisphere, Haiti the poorest country in the hemisphere, and the United States does nothing to alleviate the poverty or help the people of Haiti. In fact, just the opposite. The United States maintains, supports the brutal military regime after World War II of the Duvalier government in Haiti, and the United States is hostile to the first popular elected president of Haiti, Aristide, and the United States has essentially carried on an embargo against Haiti, which has kept that country poor, and in recent years, with the help of the International Monetary Fund, which is mostly really a creature of the United States, has ruined Haiti's agricultural situation, prevented them from growing their own food, their sugar, insist on them buying from other countries. And so we have contributed to the ruin of Haiti, to their lack of food self-sufficiency. They grew a lot of rice, and now they don't grow rice because they're forced to buy rice from other countries. In other words, people should learn, students should learn, that the relationship between Haiti and the United States has been the relationship of an oppressed colony to an imperial power. That's the background right. of what is happening today.
You know, it reminds me of the article that you did, I think it was in the Progressive. We have it at the Zen Education Project website, Empire or Humanity, What the Classroom Didn't Teach Me About the American Empire, and that students have no way to fit Haiti into a broader pattern of U.S. involvement throughout the world.
Yes, you know, I mean, think of this, that Woodrow Wilson is considered one of our great presidents. And they talk about him as an idealist who helped create the League of Nations and so on and so forth, self-determination. But he did not want self-determination for the Haitians. And in 1915, Woodrow Wilson sent in an army to put down the Haitian rebellion so that the United States could continue maintaining control over Haiti. And that occupation lasted for a long time. It lasted from 1915 to 1934. So, again, our relationship with Haiti has been very cruel and unjust. And, And that yes, that is the background of what is going on today.
As long as you bring up Woodrow Wilson, I want to share with you. I got out the textbook that's adopted in Portland Public Schools here. It's called History Alive, Pursuing American Ideals. It's 2008 copyright. It has, in 900 pages, it's got three mentions of Haiti. And the first one is in a section, in fact, that is called Wilson Champions Democracy Around the Globe. And the section, the small mention of Haiti, Wilson, his principles were tested by more turmoil in Latin America. In 1915, a revolt in Haiti prompted him to send Marines to protect American lives and investments. Now, that's the extent of explanation that students get about U.S. intervention or occupation. You know, which leads me to a question that we have, and this one actually... This is from, it's from Robert Roth. He's a U.S. history teacher at Mission High School in San Francisco. Mission High School, by the way, is the site of the wonderful Teachers for Social Justice conference every October. This question came in before the earthquake, and Robert wants to know why Haiti is so absent in history textbooks, and not just textbooks, but even progressive texts.
It's a small country, it's a poor country, and as happens with so many places in the world, you know, it doesn't loom as important to even to the progressive movement. Haiti has been sort of off the map, and it's a very common thing that progressive people who will focus on certain very important issues, will neglect other issues, and, you know, they're left behind. You know, just to give an example, which is a little different, but I'm thinking that here in the United States, we're focusing on various foreign policies and domestic policies, but there's nobody pays any attention to the plight of prisoners in the United States. There we have 2 million prisoners in the United States. By the way, that's a little nation by itself.
Right.
And they're invisible. There are certain parts of the world that are simply invisible, and certain peoples of the world. And for a long time, Africa with several hundred million people was invisible. Much of Latin America is still invisible. Most of our history and history teaching, and I think teachers can corroborate this, or they may tell me that it's changed. Most of our history was about Western Europe, European history. In fact, only in recent decades, with the rise of movements in the Third World, did they suddenly start giving courses in world history, Third World history. But Europe has always been the center of our attention when we moved outside the United States. And truth is, we didn't move out the United States very much.